I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Forget about the pleasures of friendship that Facebook can provide or Google's emergence as a global memory bank. Nothing good comes of connectivity in Disconnect. It's a debut feature that Henry Alex Rubin directed from an original screenplay by Andrew Stern. The structure is sheer contrivance, three narratives intricately interlocked, while the plot amounts to a convenience store of variably credible or borderline incredible strands. Yet the film is impressive all the same. It's a bleak vision of life in the internet age. As an asocial network where faceless predators abound, heedless kids live secret lives, everything is suspect until proven otherwise, and quests for love or intimacy lead to loneliness or grief. Movies about intertwined lives often suffer from the gimmick that's supposed to sustain them. Two examples of recent years, Crash and Babel, piled on fateful connections to the point of self-parody. Disconnect doesn't lack for such silliness, but it suffers less in that department because the gimmickry is accompanied by a valid, if familiar, irony. The technological revolution that brings us together in ways that were unimaginable to previous generations also separates us by replacing face-to-face encounters with texts, tweets, webcams, emails, and disembodied chats. What sustains Disconnect most dependably, though, is the acting. The director has no previous experience directing actors, at least none he's gotten credit for. Until now, he was best known as the co-director of Murderball, an Oscar-nominated documentary about quadriplegic men playing a ferociously competitive sport called quad rugby. Still, you'd never take him for a novice from the strong performances by his excellent cast. Jason Bateman is an attorney whose friendless son, played by Jonah Bobo, is the target of cyberbullies masquerading as an amorous young woman. Why doesn't the poor kid Google the supposed love of his life to check her out? He just doesn't. And why doesn't Hope Davis have more to do as his mother? She just doesn't. Andrea Riseborough's TV reporter may be as sleazy as the object of her investigative ambitions, a would-be internet porn star played by Max Thearow. Alexander Skarsgård and Paula Patton are a husband and wife in an already troubled marriage that's beset first by identity theft and then by absurd melodrama. Frank Grillo is the cyber detective they consult, while his son happens to be... But enough of all that intertwining. I'll just note the presence of the fashion designer Marc Jacobs as a porn producer, a minor role that he invests with convincing loathsomeness. But Disconnect is best at depicting what it doesn't try to dramatize or even name. An empathy deficit that seems to be growing as our online lives grow ever more abstract, a covert war between kids and parents, a blurring of moral and ethical boundaries. You cross the line, the TV reporter's boss tells her. The scariest part of the movie is that there aren't any lines. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.